Task 3. In this section, you will hear an interview with Barry Hutchinson, a children's book author from Scotland. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
He's a big-nosed little guy who cannot tell a lie. He's Beaky Beaky Malone. He goes on a trip at school, makes a bully look a fool, and ends up in a real danger zone. They annoy a scary clown who proceeds to hunt them down. It's Beaky Beaky Malone. His dog is very smelly and it tries to...
We have Mr. Barry Hutchinson in the studio this afternoon. Barry, thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
Barry, how would you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Barry Hutchinson, author of over 80 books for children, teenagers, and adults who never properly grew up. I live in Fort William in the Highlands of Scotland with my wife, two children, and a very annoying dog.
Your new book, Beaky Malone, World's Greatest Liar, is out very soon. Who or what inspired you to write this book?
It was actually my publisher who came up with the idea of a compulsive liar who could no longer lie. And I immediately liked it and decided to develop it.
So, Beaky Malone is based on a boy who has a habit of telling lies until he loses the ability to lie altogether. Is this character based on anyone you know?
Beaky is based pretty closely on me when I was around his age. I lied constantly, not to be evil or to get what I wanted, but just to amuse myself. I made up all kinds of crazy stories and unbelievable tales when I was younger. I like to think of them all as practice for my current job, where I get to sit around all day making up all kinds of crazy stories and tales.
Are you good at telling lies?
I like to think I'm good at it, but most people who know me, my wife especially, can see through me straight away.
What's the funniest lie you've ever told?
I'm not sure. When I was about 10, I remember telling my mum that a neighbour wanted to borrow her vacuum cleaner. The truth was that my friends and I wanted to use it to catch a ghost, which was haunting the local castle. Of course, we never caught it.
I've heard that you loved reading when you were a child. How did your passion start?
I lived halfway up a mountain in the Highlands of Scotland. It was a 225-kilometre trip to the cinema, and my parents rarely took me there. That's why I developed a real love of books from an early age.
You often visit schools all over the UK to talk to children. What has been the funniest question you have been asked by a student?
After I'd been talking about my series, one very serious-looking boy said, "Have you ever killed anyone?" To which I just glared at him for a while and said, "Not yet."
If you could give a young writer some advice about writing, what would it be?
There's all the obvious stuff about reading and writing as much as possible, which is all good advice. But to be a good writer, you also have to live a bit, I think. Go outside, hang out with friends, meet new people, have experiences both good and bad. The more you get into the world, the more stories you'll be inspired to write. And the more people you know, the more real your characters will be.
Kind of forgotten the rest of the words. Something, something became alone. Just trust me, it's that funny and it doesn't cost much money. So buy it or I'm going home.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
He's a big-nosed little guy who cannot tell a lie. He's Beaky Beaky Malone. He goes on a trip at school, makes a bully look a fool, and ends up in a real danger zone. They annoy a scary clown who proceeds to hunt them down. It's Beaky Beaky Malone. dog is very smelly and it tries to eat.
We have Mr. Barry Hutchinson in the studio this afternoon. Barry, thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
Barry, how would you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Barry Hutchinson, author of over 80 books for children, teenagers, and adults who never properly grew up. I live in Fort William in the Highlands of Scotland with my wife, two children, and a very annoying dog.
Your new book, Beaky Malone, World's Greatest Liar, is out very soon. Who or what inspired you to write this book?
It was actually my publisher who came up with the idea of a compulsive liar who could no longer lie. And I immediately liked it and decided to develop it.
So, Beaky Malone is based on a boy who has a habit of telling lies until he loses the ability to lie altogether. Is this character based on anyone you know?
Beaky is based pretty closely on me when I was around his age. I lied constantly. Not to be evil or to get what I wanted, but just to amuse myself. I made up all kinds of crazy stories and unbelievable tales when I was younger. I like to think of them all as practice for my current job, where I get to sit around all day making up all kinds of crazy stories and tales.
Are you good at telling lies?
I like to think I'm good at it, but most people who know me, my wife especially, can see through me straight away.
What's the funniest lie you've ever told?
I'm not sure. When I was about 10, I remember telling my mum that a neighbour wanted to borrow her vacuum cleaner. The truth was that my friends and I wanted to use it to catch a ghost, which was haunting the local castle. Of course, we never caught it.
I've heard that you loved reading when you were a child. How did your passion start?
I lived halfway up a mountain in the Highlands of Scotland. It was a 225-kilometre trip to the cinema, and my parents rarely took me there. That's why I developed a real love of books from an early age.
You often visit schools all over the UK to talk to children. What has been the funniest question you have been asked by a student?
After I'd been talking about my series, one very serious-looking boy said, "Have you ever killed anyone?" To which I just glared at him for a while and said, "Not yet."
If you could give a young writer some advice about writing, what would it be?
There's all the obvious stuff about reading and writing as much as possible, which is all good advice. But to be a good writer, you also have to live a bit, I think. Go outside, hang out with friends, meet new people, have experiences both good and bad. The more you get into the world, the more stories you'll be inspired to write. And the more people you know, the more real your characters will be.
Kind of forgotten the rest of the words. Something, something became alone.